The following audio may contain the personal testimonials of some independent Optavia coaches or clients of Optavia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to healthy living and weight loss will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. In addition, this audio may contain income or earnings representations of some independent Optavia coaches. Optavia makes no guarantee of financial success. Success with Optavia results from successful sales efforts, which requires hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. Please see the Optavia Income Disclosure Statement for statistics on actual earnings of coaches under the U.S. Compensation Plan, which differs from the International Compensation Plan. Yours in health, the Optavia team.
Well, welcome everybody to our Monday night call. Very excited. This call is designed for everyone that's part of our Optavia community to come together on Monday and kind of celebrate and kind of set the week up for another amazing week as we go out and help make the world a healthier place to be in. And tonight's very exciting because we get to celebrate our new integrated presidential directors, which is always an exciting time. And for all of our listeners and viewers tonight, we want to first welcome all our first-time viewers because that's it's exciting to have you on board with us. And you're going to get to hear people that now have done the work to the point where they're at the highest level that we have within the field organization in terms of recognition. And these are people that have helped thousands and thousands of people change their life. And whether you're a brand new candidate or a brand new coach just getting started or a client that's on this call tonight, we're here to really kind of show you the potential and the possibilities of transformation. You know, we talk about at Optavia, lifelong transformation, one healthy habit at a time. And it's become so clear to me over the last 15, 20 years as we've worked on building these habits to create success, that habits are the key to everything. That process that they actually help you change and transform are one healthy habit at a time. And so you're going to get to see that as you kind of join and grow with us in Optavia, the potential for you to reach the apogee or the top level of our business model through hard work, and it's available to everybody. So please listen to these leaders. They have great stories to tell of both their struggles and their successes and where and what's happened to transform them to where they are now, using this great vehicle called Optavia. So with that, I'd love to bring on Integrated Presidential Director, Jen Jones. Jen, are you there?
Hi, Dr. Anderson.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
You got a nice Christmas tree behind you. I see that.
Yeah, deck the halls, right? Here we are.
Deck the halls. Awesome. Well, happy holidays for everybody.
Yes, happy holidays. Well, I'm excited to be on here. I love celebrating, and I love that is a part of our Optavia culture. And it's so great that we do have so many awesome things to celebrate in this season. And so I personally love all my clients, and I love all of my coaches that I get to partner with. This couple that I'm about to introduce to you, though, is quite special. One, they have helped a ton of people and obviously reached quite a level as integrated presidential directors, but they're also my family. So I don't know if it's appropriate or not to say that, but it's really quite cool that within Optavia, we can get healthy together, but we can also do incredibly healthy business together too. And really as an entire family, create a life that we love. So I would love to introduce to you guys, my brother and sister-in-law, but also more importantly, probably integrated presidential directors, Jeremy and Lindsay Nix.
Hey, thanks, Jen. And we are proud to be your clients as well as your family. So thank you for introducing us that way. We started our journey, you guys, 4 years ago this month. Actually, on December 26th, we said we're throwing out the leftovers. We're throwing them out and we're getting started. We decided we weren't willing to do it on December 25th, but we said we're going to do this on December 26th. And I was working as a first responder. And honestly, I just wanted my belt to fit again because I didn't want to have to pay more money for a new uniform.
And I was a fitness instructor who had gotten injured, and I really couldn't let my boot campers know that my fork had caught up with me. So we did tell our coach, Jen, all right, we're going to do your diet. don't tell anybody. We're not going to tell anybody, but we're going to do your diet thing. And then we're going to just move on to life as normal. And she didn't push back. But she did ask us this one thing that really stuck out to me. She said, will you just embrace all of this? And she introduced us to all of the components. And we made the choice to quietly, from the background, embrace all of the parts. So we ate the food, we drank the water, we actually snuck on to our community calls, and we opened up the book and we did our lessons during dinner. And that's when we had some of our best conversations of what this was actually starting to do for us.
Yeah, it really did feel like no time before we were actually celebrating some pretty awesome wins. Mm-hmm. Yes, we were seeing victories on the scale. Yes, my uniform was fitting again and it felt good. But I gotta tell you, it was the non-scale victories that were really standing out. We say it in our house a lot that health in one area of your life leads to craving health in other areas. And for us, that was the desire to deal with the unhealthy habits that were impacting our family, our relationships, specifically my parenting. And pretty soon, I went from the guy who was telling my coach, Jen, don't tell anybody we're doing this, to asking my coach, Jen, what do I need to do to sign up so I can do this too? I wanted to help every guy that I work with, every guy at my station. I wanted to help them because even though not all of them needed to lose weight like I did, almost all of them were overworked. They were overstressed. They were sleep deprived. And to be honest with you, they were pretty much grumpy all the time, just like I had been. And the day that my son said, Dad, I'm so glad you did this. And I said, you're glad I lost weight? And he said, no, I'm glad you got better. And the day my son told me that he was glad I got better was the day I said, there's a whole lot of dudes mm-hmm. whose kids need them to get better. And I said, I want to help them. So I'm not going to be quiet anymore. I'm going to get loud.
Yeah. So Jeremy was actually the first coach in our family. And I was sitting in the background, still doing my boot camp thing. Like, you go have fun with that. I'm going to do this. And I realized the very thing that had radically impacted not just our bodies, but so much of our minds. And I saw him having so much fun. I chose to boldly just start embracing all that Optavia had to offer. And honestly, when I heard about the habits of transformational leadership, to trust our coaching process, like I had trusted the four components to get us where we wanted to go, I started to really help people experience what we had experienced. And there was a joy like nothing else. And we just dove all in. And I remember October of 2017, we got an invitation to go to Sundance, advanced leadership. And that's when I realized, while much of me was really getting healthy, I sat at a table with some of these amazing Optavia leaders. And I realized that there was a huge part of my dreamer that was broken at the time.
One of the biggest things we've learned along the way, and I hope you'll grasp this, is that whether it's in your health or it's in your business, maintaining is never a great goal. When we just maintain our health, we tend to slip backwards. And when we just maintain our business, the same is true. We started to slip backwards because we allowed ourselves to just maintain. We started to slip backwards sometimes in our health, and we would slip backwards in our business because we wanted to keep a good coaching business rather than build a great coaching business. And simply trying to maintain, it didn't help us dream more.
Right.
And it led to disappointment and frustration.
So when we set out for this year, 2020, it was going to be a great year. We decided no matter what circumstances came, we were going all in and we were going to level up in every single area of our life. We were done settling for just maintaining. We were pursuing growth. And obviously what we didn't see coming was all these obstacles that we would face when we set this goal. But we truly, truly believe that life happens for us and not to us. So when we experience those curveballs, rather than backing off, we actually leaned in and we got real curious and we were like, okay, how do we take these obstacles and how do we grow through them? Yeah. And that was a huge pivotal point for us this year.
And so here we are 4 years later, and I'm really excited to share this with you. This is, like I said, the same month that we started this quiet journey that no one was allowed to know about. Also, I could just fit into a uniform. And I think it's really fitting that on Wednesday of this week, I'll be putting on that uniform and I'll be putting it in the closet for the last time, and it's going to be hung there for good. because the obstacle has truly been the way. And as we've grown personally and in our business, it's opened up our eyes to dream more and to do more than we ever thought possible. And so we are so blessed.
I know. We never imagined what was possible when we just came in to lose some weight. But if you really lean in, Optavia is going to open your eyes to possibilities that will allow you to dream again. Your dreamer doesn't have to be broken. Lean into those obstacles and really just go all in, level up.
And that's our challenge to you. Choose to grow always. Never settle for maintaining, because life happens when we grow. So lean into every part of this amazing journey. Trust the process, trust your mentorship, commit to living out loud, because what we have is too good not to share. Thank you, guys.
Awesome, Jeremy, Lindsay, that's a great story, and so proud of you, and what a great addition to our leadership team to have you guys. And what I love about that is the part that as you've reached this rank, it's not the rank, it's the development. It's your ability, your personal development, your relational development, and now your organizational development to now be a strong asset and advocate for what we're doing to change the world. So congratulations, and also enjoy the fun things that come with it. Awesome. Great. See you guys. Okay. I'd love to bring on now Integrated Presidential Directors, Terry and David Miller.
Well, hi, Dr. A. Thanks for having us on tonight. First of all, I want to congratulate Jeremy and Lindsay. They and their insight they shared with us tonight. Great insight in the fact that maintaining, we don't do that in Optavia. We move backwards. So anyway, we have the pleasure of introducing a couple couples tonight, and I want to have Terry start out, because one of the things we love about this business is seeing other people get wins. And these people have been winning and winning. So we wanted to celebrate them tonight.
Yes, super excited. First of all, we're going to bring on Candace and Herman Watson. And Candace is going to tell her story. But, you know, they've been coaching for about 8 years. And a radical shift happened in the last year. Dr. A, their business volume quadrupled in the last year. And it all started with becoming conscious. Also getting the confidence, you know, that the skill set that God gave her is exactly what she needed and equipped for this. And also not worrying about what other people thought. So it's just been an enormous joy to watch her run. And just excited for that. And, you know, when she and Herman got super clear on what they wanted for their family, just absolutely ran, and has been assisted and partnered with many, brought up a couple new presidentials this year also, and just rose. And Candace, we love you dearly. You've become a great friend, and we are excited to part with you. We're anxious to hear from you tonight.
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys. It's such an honor to share my story tonight. My hope that my story inspires one person tonight to believe in themselves. I am speaking on behalf of both my husband and myself. Herman is the biggest rock and supporter that I have, and I wouldn't be here without him. While I am the forward face in my business, he has played a huge role. He's currently putting the kids to bed, you know, teamwork. Our life is our business for sure. So I wanna take a few minutes, just thank you to all those who have trusted Herman and I with their health and life. It's been such an honor coming alongside others to help them dream again. And I also would like to thank each person within our support team who've been instrumental in the process of us growing and becoming. And especially a thank you to you, Dr. A, for your vision that has drastically changed our life. Nearly 9 years ago, guys, I was a single mom. I was on welfare, working 5 jobs for 8 years. I was already on a health journey after finding out that I was pre-diabetic, struggled with weight my entire life. And after 4 years of diet pills, tons of exercise and starvation, I lost 100 pounds, though it was not a way of sustaining. I was desperate for change in all areas of my life. I was worn out, tired of searching for a full-time teaching position, and just ready to take radical responsibility for my health and life. I was desperate, yet hopeful. When I reached out to my coach, who I had been giving private swim lessons to her daughter for some financial support, she told me I couldn't afford this program. Don't say that, guys. I said, watch me. Friends, when people are ready, they'll do whatever they can, and I'm proof. So don't prejudge anyone. Like many, I experienced dramatic change in my health within a few short weeks, as well as the tools to sustain it And I'm proud to share 9 years into this, I'm still down 127 pounds thanks to the Habits of Health system and serving others, which has been a huge accountability. 6 weeks into my journey, I knew I wanted to share this gift. So I stumbled into Cashland. I borrowed $200 and went to find my first 5 clients to pay that back. That was just the beginning of a completely different life. I worked 5 jobs plus adding coaching. We can find time if it's a priority. I fit coaching into the nooks and crannies of the day and spent 1 hour of intentional time. I took no days off. I chose to build my circle of influence. I chose to build relationships. I chose to follow up with people, and I chose to be attractionable and consistent so that when others desired change, they would think of me. I chose to show up daily, and I still do, because I choose to leave nobody behind. I was awakened at my first event. I went kicking and screaming, 8.5 months pregnant, and when I was on a mission to create $10,000 a month. Mind you, at that time in my life, I was on welfare with a college degree, making $18,000 a year. One of the biggest blessings in this entire journey was the power of being awakened to personal development. I was asked early on in my journey what books I read, and I said, I don't read any. She shared to me, if you plan to lead others, you must lead yourself. We don't just show up, guys. We have to continue to grow and grow and grow. So some of the most pivotal shifts for me have been embracing obstacles as the way, always asking myself, how are these things happening for me? What can I learn from this? Using those hard moments to propel me forward. All hard things are just there to strengthen us to be in service of others. Really identifying my feelings and asking myself, why might I be experiencing them? I chose to clean up all areas in my life, really embracing marriage coaching and becoming so rock solid in our marriage, because I know how we show up in one area is how we're gonna show up in all. Creating space for myself daily in a morning routine so that I can be my best self and not have buttons to push. Through the TLDP program, I really leaned into learning and to work in my zone of genius and not allowing the opinions of other people and their thoughts to direct me in a way that wasn't serving me and my purpose or my strengths. I decided to honor myself and who I've been designed to be, learning to really embrace all personality differences, as well as learning to empower others and not be a hero coach. I created a culture that is fun and inviting, yet empowering. I've learned to work as a team and really collaborate with those around me that bring different strengths to the table. I become a mass duplicator using technology to be crystal clear on what I wanted to create. This process is easy, guys. You just have to decide to take the action. Are you going to show up on the hard days? And I've become extremely obsessed with awakening others that decide to partner with me. So I'm going to leave you with this. After 9 years of this journey, I have found myself here. The only way we fail is if we quit. Find what sets your soul on fire. As I shared at the beginning, I do this for the one. I wake up every day sharing my story to find the one person out there, like myself, desperate, crying at night for a change. It would be selfish of us to hold this gift back. So my desire is to awaken potential in others and allow them to dream and create a life that they had never dreamt of. To be fully conscious while raising my children who are conscious as well and who learn to stop, challenge, and choose through life rather than reacting. And I'll end with this. Tell your story. Shout it. Write it. Whisper it if you have to. But tell it. Some will understand. Some will even outright reject it. But many will thank you for it. And then the most magical thing will happen. One by one, your tribe will gather. When writing the story of your life, guys, don't let anyone else hold the pen. Become the dominant force and creator of your life and go assist many in learning how to hold their own pens too. Thank you so much for letting me share.
Candace, that was spectacular. I mean, absolutely spectacular. What a great story. And, you know, we talk about predictable transformation, follow the process, follow your mentorship, do the work. And you are a great example. And I can't think of any story that's more transformational than yours. So, you know, having the education from college, shows that knowing doesn't always give you what you really want in life. And now your progress in just the last 10 minutes have just absolutely put me in awe. So I just want to thank you and congratulate all the people you've helped. It's an amazing accomplishment. Congratulations. Give my congratulations to Herman and give those kids a kiss. All right. That's awesome. Well, Terry and David, the cool thing is it just keeps on coming.
Yeah, I mean, it's like that commercial. Wait, there's more. And we have more for you. Much like Candace shared, and we all have different backgrounds that we come from and different stories where we begin from in OptaVia. But the language and the story after OptaVia is very similar when it comes to growing and to a leadership position in OptaVia. And these two exemplify everything that Candace talked about as well. Basically leading into the future and embracing the obstacles of the way. They've moved very quickly in the business, and now they get to share all the things that they've done through the past, their story, and what has got them to where they are today.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, Dr. A. You know, when you get crystal clear of what a solid partner looks like, you know who you're looking for. And Charlene and Lee know this, but they were on, well, Lee wasn't because I didn't know his name yet, but Charlene was on our original napkin dreaming the first night David found out I was on program. And I didn't know her last name, and it took me about 10 years to find her. But I think that somehow when the frequency there, you find each other. And you guys all know her. Charlene serves the field. She has mad talent, and she always puts her talent in the hat. And it has also been an enormous joy to become dear friends and partners and have just the strength of their united wisdom together to watch them build their team and also how they serve the team. Charlene and Lee, we cannot be more excited. And we also can't wait for you to arrive on the island tomorrow. But let's hear your story.
Thank you so much, David and Terry. It is such an honor to be here. We want to thank David and Terry first because they have been great teachers for us and guides every step of the way. We've learned so much from you guys. We love you. We can't wait to celebrate in person in Hawaii. But I'm going to actually let you go first, honey. Yeah.
Okay. First of all, I want to thank Dr. A and Dan Bell for this amazing opportunity we have. And thanks to the corporate partners at MedFast that makes it all possible. Whoever thinks this is only a diet program does not have a clue on what's possible and how their life can be changed. Just me sitting here is proof. And for the tip, I want you all to remember you have everything you need to be successful inside you. Just quiet the noise and focus on your goal in front of you and take action. And to make sure you work on your strengths. So in our business, the strength of speaking falls under Charlene. So my beautiful wife, she can take it from here.
Thank you, honey. And I just want to celebrate Lee, because if you have ever known us, you know that Lee's greatest fear in life is public speaking. The first time he met you, Dr. A, at that very first conference, Lee said, "I would rather get hit by a bus than go on that stage and never say anything." He said he'd rather quit OptaVia even though he loved it. So really, I wanted to share with you guys tonight a little about our journey, but that this is actually not about hitting a rank or an achievement. It's about who we're becoming. And how we're really building our consciousness and learning to work in our strengths and learning to work together. And, you know, when we came into OptaVia, we thought that Lee was going to leave his job and I was going to stay in mine at that time. And it turned out that I left first, and in a blaze of glory, I resigned from that career of 18 years and went all in the night that I met Dan Bell and Dr. A. And it was really powerful. And I want to encourage you guys, whether it's a live event or whatever kind of event, get there, because the power is in the community. So congratulations for being here tonight even. It's really the stories is how we realize what's possible for us because we relate with other people. And that's what happened for us. And then Lee left his career and we have been finding freedom ever since. We've been in OptaVia for 6 years. I started to lose some weight because I realized I was overweight and overtired. And Lee started to coach because he thought he could maybe work his way out of being a master tech. And our whole life turned like a 180. And we found so much joy in this mission. I left my career because I fell in love with our mission. I fell in love with what we do. I fell in love with, I love me some people, but I saw that I could really help people transform their life because my life was changing because I was leading with my health and my mind was changing. And I remember crying at the table in November. We started coaching and program in August. And Lee said, "Honey, why are you crying?" And I said, "Because I'm never going to reach this other goal that I've set with this career. I'm leaving. And I was saying goodbye to that dream. And I was stepping into a new dream. And people were like, what, how are you leaving? I'm like, it's not what I'm leaving behind. It's what I'm running towards. So I want to give you guys some things that I've learned along the way and some tips for you so that you, my greatest joy was to see many people reaching this rank. Yeah, the income's great, but it's a match and it's an indicator of how many lives are being changed. So the first thing I would say is to get really clear. That was the first thing we did, and have a singular focus. I talked with David and Terry about what we wanted. We wanted Lee to be able to leave his job. We came up with a number of income, and you know, it's not for the money. It was for the, what the money represented, which was freedom. It was going to be together, to do life together. We were newlyweds about a year and a half. So then once we hit that goal, we began a new goal, which was to learn how to work together. And that took us about 5 years, honey, would you say?
Yeah.
We're still working on it every day. But that was our new goal, was to learn how to work together. And so again, it took us 6 years to come to this place. But it doesn't matter how long something takes you. Start right now to begin with a singular focus of what you want. Imagine it. Focus on it. And that's your will. You know, willpower doesn't work, but your will is the ability to laser focus on something. And we are powerful people when we focus. So keep it in front of you. That's what we did. Emotionalize it. You know, that's like if someone's dying and you put those little paddles clear, that's like life back into something. Emotion, it moves you. And then identify your next best move. And that is going to be action. Action, action, action. That's Lee's like a famous, honey, let's get into action. So when you do that, that's the process that really is the creative process. Then I would say to every day, be clear that a top priority for you is to work on your emotional health. That will be the thing that will derail you more than anything else. Mm-hmm. And when you are working on emotional health, our life book, those elements help us so much. That is where I went. The capacity will increase. Your flexibility will increase so you can bend and not snap. And then you can really start to play with knowing your location. Hey, where am I right now? Am I above or below the line? What am I making this mean? Is it a fact or a story of what's happening? And you can start to harness the power of you. I want to give you two more tips. The next one is to create actual health in your relationships. You know, I made a decision along the way with Lee, working together, understanding each other, learning with, how to do that with my support team, with coaches, with clients, that I wanted to make peace, not war. I actually wanted to identify patterns. What's my part in this? You know, I wanted to get into the creative process of that empowerment triangle. Coach, creator, challenger. I wanted to be curious and playful. You know, I wanted to speak truth and love. I didn't want to withhold, withdraw, and then project on people. I wanted to become the best version of me. That was the decision. And that's what catapulted us forward finally. And then I wanted to last but least realize how amazing I was. And I had the power to create anything in my life that I decided. I love you, Dr. A, in every way. And for creating that book, the life book that says, become the dominant force in your life. That for me was like, yes. Yes, that's what I want. And you know, you guys, nobody in the whole world can determine what's possible for you except you. So if you think someone else has been determining your limitation, they haven't. It's been you. No person, place, or thing can upset you or control you unless you allow it. So take radical responsibility, let your hair down, have some fun, and get out there and really find as many people as you can to serve, to help, to create freedom, to break through. And guess what? You'll be living your dream more than ever. So thank you so much for letting us share tonight.
It was great. Thank you, Charlene. Lee, congratulations, buddy. You held in there, man. You were rock solid tonight. And of course, your lovely partner closes it out for us in an amazing way. I want to first thank all three of the teams, basically. Lindsay, you guys are amazing. Jeremy, Candace, and say hi to Herman. It's amazing. And then Charlene and Lee. What a great job. I mean, just what a great job. And hopefully for everybody that's listening to these transformational stories, are realizing where they were and where they are now. The growth you see, and like Lee said, he couldn't see himself doing it. Well, you don't see into the future what's gonna actually happen. You just plan what you want to happen. And if you use this predictable system, you can accomplish and become the dominant force in your life and organize your life around what matters most. And we just have three amazing stories to say that Optavia can do that for each and every one of you that are on tonight. So what we want to do now is we're going to move over. We're going to bring on Integrated Presidential Director, Susie Heyman. Susie, are you there?
I am. Wow.
So it's pretty cool. Weren't they great stories?
Yeah. What a great call to be behind the scenes on. I mean, just epic. Congratulations, all three. Yeah.
And so, Susie, you know, one of the great things as we come into the holiday season here and we move into the new year, you know, in general, most people feel all of a sudden at the end of the year, they got to do something different, right? And they make all these crazy resolutions. So I know you got a whole call coming up to talk about that. Maybe just give them a little snippet on that.
Yes, I'm super excited to keep the party going. I hope you guys join me. But we're going to be talking about prepping for harvest, reaping the rewards of the New Year resolution rush. We all know that everyone makes their resolutions. We're going to discuss really how to get the most out of this month and really bang it out for the first quarter. I'm excited. Please join me. The Zoom room is going to be 880-545-840. And I'm going to hop over there now and I'll be ready and waiting for you.
Great. Awesome, Susie. Can't wait to hear you. So just for everybody, if this is your first time, copy that number, do a snapshot of it, because that's the number you'll switch over. We'll change Zoom rooms right as we finish this call. You'll go over there and meet Susie and learn more and more about how to literally take advantage. People have great dreams and intentions starting in January, but unfortunately they don't have a process that will allow them daily to make the changes necessary and to change their habits, to change the trajectory of their life. So that's going to be a great, great Zoom. All right. Last but not least, one of the great things we have are our Habits of Health Wednesday night calls. And I'd love to bring on Integrated Presidential Director, JC Darnick. JC, doctor, are you there?
Oh my God, am I here? And I am just so excited to be us. Amazing job tonight. So just quickly, Wednesday night, I've got the honor of doing something that I just love to participate in, but I'm going to actually lead the Habits of Health community call. And ironically, we're going to talk about longevity. While everybody's kind of like hoping for this year to end and hope next year, we're going to talk about living longer. And that's going to be great. I'm excited for that. And right after that, you can all tune into that. That's Wednesday night. And that starts at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. Right after that, I've got three unbelievable transformation stories that are just going to rock your world. And they're very diverse. So please understand the importance of inviting people more than ever right now. And Sue's going to teach us about this, to come experience the heart of Optavia and experience these transformation stories. I promise you won't be disappointed in that. And just one more thing. Don't forget yourself, and as well as everybody else, to get involved in this text campaign. You know, it's so great when we get these text alerts, and you can see it right there. Text Optavia Coach to 99000, and then opt into that. And this is how we just always get in the know, because we know life gets ahead of us. Amazing job tonight, and I'll see you Wednesday night.
Awesome, JC. Thank you so much. And for everybody, now is the time. We're getting ready to move into a new year for each and every one of you on the call to step up your game and really help us make the changes that's necessary. The world is struggling pretty mightily right now. And with the pandemic continuing on through next year, basically, we have an opportunity to go out and give people a place to come to work on their health, their mind, and of course, their success. So for everybody, have a great week. Good night. God bless.
This audio may have contained the personal testimonials of some independent Optavia coaches or clients of Optavia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. In addition, this audio may have contained income or earnings representations of some independent Optavia coaches. Optavia makes no guarantee of financial success. Success with Optavia results from successful sales efforts, which requires hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. Please see the Optavia income disclosure statement for statistics on actual earnings of coaches under the U.S. compensation plan, which differs from the international compensation plan. Yours in health, the Optavia team.